Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
Welcome, damn it. Welcome back to that show about nothing. This is that guy, Eric X. Long as always with 2A motherfucking G, aka Aaron the Misfit. What's going on, brother?
I'm good, man. How you people doing? I'm actually glad we talked before we turned on the mic, man, so I could calm myself down a little bit.
Yeah, tell.
I think I did.
They would have never known.
They wouldn't have. We had the last scrap last episode because I was just way too. What
is? We can. You want to loosely touch on
it? We going. It's no way of fucking around it. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's right there. So I just go. I'll talk about my experience this weekend. I was in DC. I mean, regularly out there because I have friends that stay out there and shit. But I was visiting a homie, and I decided to check out. You know, where all the protests were going on at. Doesn't, for one thing, the protesting, there hasn't been any protests on the south side, so, I mean, you know, if they were protesting on the south side and shit, then shit would have been moving different, you know what I mean? But,
what do you mean by that?
That's how I knew it wasn't us. It wasn't black people, like, orchestrating these protests and doing all this, because it's not on the black sides of town.
Like, they don't normally do them down there because no one cares. Let's just keep it funky. They try to take it to the White House whenever they have a protest before anything. Even if it is about, you know, what they call it, the black community, that I hate when they say it. No, again, I think I said that on the last one, we never said it on episode, I don't think. But that's just dismissive, yo. Like, it's black people.
What's the white community?
Yeah.
Who's the leader in the white community?
Shit's fucking stupid, man.
Like, they said the black community have any leaders.
Didn't mean to steal your weekend, bro. Go ahead.
Oh, no. You kind of just did the sidetrack. But it's all good. Damn, where the fuck was
that's why they. I was just saying that's why they don't have them over there because no one pays attention to. They're not gonna send a camera crew. They're not gonna. Like, it's never gonna be known.
I probably just if George Floyd happened in Southeast, they would have.
You know, not even trying to be wild on this, but George Floyd has happened in Southeast before, and we just never
know about it. Yeah. Of course, it has. Like, but I'm saying that particular situation where it was like that blatant on camera. Because no question is that. Because I have. Heard stories from people that had poor experiences with DC police. I can't say I have, because
as far as my dealings with police, those have been the best? It's as crazy as that sounds. Like, it's been the...
They're not PG at Charles County, that's for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I have no issues with PG. Like, PG don't fuck with you unless... In my experiences, I've never had PG just fuck with me.
Niggas used to say PG, like, if you got in trouble in PG, punishment guaranteed. So they call that shit.
Really?
Yeah. I remember you say that back in the, like, it's probably like, I don't know, early high school, middle school. He's like, punishment guaranteed, nigga. You fuck up all day, your ass definitely gonna get a charge, nigga. You doing the motherfucking whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is PG was doing this. But back to the I guess you want to say the protest in DC, which was I'm glad I went as a journalist, because that's why I went there. I mean, I wasn't going there. I just went there to observe. I wasn't going there to protest. I wasn't going there to take a knee. I wasn't going there to raise my fist. I was just going there to feel the temperature and, you know, actually talk to people to figure out why they're out there. I mean, I will say it was one of the dopest experiences as a writer, just seeing shit. Because I love, one thing as a writer, I love actually experiencing shit for myself in first hand. But I never thought, like, the 395 tunnel would be shut down. You know what I'm saying? Our 395 would be shut down like that because of a protest. Like, we walked through the tunnel, I mean, and then they walked onto the freeway and started to shut down both sides, you know, going into Virginia and leaving out of Virginia. And that was dope to see.
So they actually went all in.
Yeah, it was a dope sight, dog. I got the footage. I got, like, videos and pictures. I got some phenomenal pictures, by the way. I mean, if I had, like, an actual good camera or a good camera phone, this shit would have been like Time Magazine type pictures because I was right there. Like, it was funny too because I was walking in the middle where the organizers was and we're all right up to them and like just walking right in the center of shit and nobody was going to tell me anything. So I'm like, who the fuck's going to say something to me?
Like it's a fucking protest. Like, how you gonna...
It's for black people. For one thing, it's, I wish a motherfucker would tell me I can't be right here or be right there. Like,
so I take it the organizers weren't black?
Of course they were.
They were?
The majority of the people that were there weren't black. Mm. I mean, that's what was like. I was like, oh, okay. Were the majority of people were there weren't black.
Were they from the crib? Like, were they from home? Like, around here and shit?
Or? All the people that I talked to, they said they were from here. One of the chicks... I'm sorry, one of the women that I talked to, she said she was new here. She came from New York. So she
okay,
lived in the
by
area.
Way of New York. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, it's mostly people from here and, you know, I guess the Northeastern, I would say. But it was, I'm trying to stay optimistic because the feeling, for one thing, it was weird being there. And I remember the homie, you know, he was out there some days earlier and he was like, he's different from me. You know what I mean? He was being jokey and like being an asshole and shit when he was talking to these people. But I see what he was saying because he was like, man, I remember I was downtown, I was talking to one people. I was like, y'all see a black man, but y'all can't say hi to him. I'm like, okay, this is him being him, right? But then as I was out there, I was, you know that
they weren't saying hi to you and shit like that.
Not only that, yeah, you know that feeling you get where like you're making somebody nervous, making white people nervous and shit.
So you're there. Literally what they're protesting for and it feels like you don't belong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It was like a cold. Like I was like, why are you fuckers like cold and scared? I pulled my scarf down so you can see I wasn't like scowling or no shit like that. Like I had a smile on my face. So
yeah,
I was like,
out there like still respecting the COVID.
Yeah, I was keeping my distance and shit like that, but it was like, why the fuck are you walking with a Black Lives Matter sign and you're avoiding eye contact with me? You know when somebody tries to avoid eye contact with
black people. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so fucking weird, and that's why.
So you more so had the feeling like, why are you here?
Exactly, and that's from what I learned and what I gathered, because I made it my responsibility to talk to people and shit, mainly non-black people. All the people I talked to were non-black. I mean, because I didn't, what I'm going to talk to black people about, like, nigga, we know what the fuck we have to do.
Or at least should.
Yeah. Or at least we should. I want to know why black people are out there. Why is everybody else out there? From what I gathered, it's mainly because of COVID.
People were bored.
People were bored. People were locked in the house for months. A lot of people didn't get to graduate. A lot of people didn't get to go to senior week or do all the shit that you do, you know, after high school and after college. I mean, a lot of people didn't get to do those things. That's why a lot of people are out there. And one of the guys said, you know, I'm out here for the historical significance of it. Okay, so, and my question to all of them is like, why now? Niggas have been getting, especially the ones that were my age that I talked to, I'm like, yo, this move you but Tamir Rice didn't, like, fucked up what happened to George Floyd, but he's a grown adult male. Tamir Rice was a little ass fucking kid. He was a child. You know what I mean? Nothing. I don't give a fuck what I see. I don't want to see anymore. But the George Floyd video fucked with me. But it was like, I'm too numb to the shit to affect it. I guess had the effect that it had on some other people, I guess. Because once you've seen Tamir Rice and you've seen Philando Castile get killed in front of his daughter, it's like,
for doing what he told him he was gonna do.
Wow, right? You know what I'm saying?
Passenger side of a vehicle. Hey man, I got my firearm with me, it's registered. Now my life into it.
In front of his daughter, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
Tamir Rice, a toy gun in a fucking open park. Someone else murdered that man by calling the police.
Yeah.
They called the hitman to come take a child's life.
There's a good chance it was
the young lady, what's her name? Breonna Taylor, is that it? I don't want to say it wrong.
Yeah, you said it right. Say her name, Breonna Taylor. That's the other. That was one of the chants.
Get clapped up in your own crib.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend, your significant other, tries to protect you.
And then they dropped the charges against him because they...
Nigga, what? Well, I hate the fact that they're, like, applauding them. Well, at least they dropped the charge. There shouldn't have been any charges.
In the first fucking place.
Y'all kicked my door in unannounced. I did what I thought was best for me and mine.
You don't, no knock warning and shit. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, you didn't announce yourself as
and
police.
And have the wrong house and come to find out the dude was already locked up that they were looking for. Now, that's just the news I got. It was clear that it was the wrong house because, you know. But the you know how this fucking internet shit works and social media. Like, who knows if the story is true, but the guy they were looking for was already incarcerated.
I can see that. I can see that. It's like, I don't know. I'm so numb to...
I don't think you're dumb, because it still angers you. And that's a good thing, honestly.
It's like, always going to anger me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Numbness, you know what I mean? Like, you'll be indifferent to it. It's more so like... I think you're more...
Desensitized would be the word.
Not even desensitized, because it's still about... Like, I think you're more like me, where it's like... we expect these motherfuckers to do shit like this. To the point where it's like... When is it going to end? And... Where does change start? Because, like, right now, all this shit is nice with all the energy and everyone protesting. And, hey, if you're rioting, I'm not a rioter. But, hey, if that's how you get your anger across, you got to remember what this is about. This is about cops taking black lives. So, how do you combat murder?
I don't, like, I feel it's bigger than just the cop. To me, it's about systematic oppression.
Yeah, that's called, I mean, that's what it is. But I'm saying with... People are saying, like, all right, let's put it like this. The butt culture, like, literally, we were saying, like, the white people are, no matter the circumstances, they're saying butt.
Like, Black Lives Matter. Yeah. But, yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Like,
all lives matter.
Like yeah. Kaepernick kneeling. Well, first of all, Kaepernick was sitting. They told him to stand, kneel, it's more respectful. He kneels. Yeah,
the dude he spoke with, a soldier, he said it would be more respectful if you kneeled.
Because that's the most respectful thing you can do, is kneel. All right. He kneels. Why are you kneeling, sir? To protest police brutality against African Americans in the United States.
For one thing, I was
disrespecting the flag. Like, bruh, I said nothing about that. All right.
Here's why.
Bring up the flag.
I was always against. I didn't even want to say I was against it, but I didn't understand Collins' methods. It was okay, like, okay, you're protesting these things until when? Until what? Like, you're just doing this.
He did it.
For what?
He did it. He got, to me, it worked. Until, because he kneeled. He didn't say shit. He kneeled until they asked him, why are you kneeling? Here we are. Here's my opportunity. I tell you why I'm kneeling. Y'all spin the narrative to I'm kneeling to disrespect America and the troops. No, I'm literally kneeling
for police. But what did you expect to come from that kneeling, Colin? Like, What was the plan? What was the game plan?
It's not more so an end result. It's more so I'm kicking this shit off, in my opinion.
But it's almost like right now, I just think it's childish to do something with no fucking end game or plan. You know what I'm saying?
He has a platform. He's bringing attention to an issue. That's not childish.
Okay, but
more people heard. More people heard.
I guess people. You know what? I gotta also remember that the majority of people don't give a fuck about black people and black issues. So they don't even want to know. Like,
they don't know what's going on.
I didn't need Colin to fucking take a needed for me to know about police brutality. Like,
think about it. What's going on right now? All this is happening because everyone's indoors with nothing to do and looking at social media. They saw the George Floyd murder.
And right on top of the Ahmaud Arbery shit. Let's not forget about that.
Hold on. Because there was a lot of butt in that one. Well, what did he do? Why was he in the house? Why was he fighting back?
Why did he go to the construction? But
why didn't he listen to civilians telling they're making a citizen's arrest? That's illegal in Georgia. I don't give a fuck.
Nigga, I wish a motherfucker would walk up to me, Rush.
Alright, so you just have that. You can have people in the house for, 2 to 3 months?
Yeah,
not working.
So they're already angry. In the house from February until May, essentially.
I thought it was March.
Well, no, it was, I guess late February. So let's just say late February. February.
No, it's beginning of March, man.
March, April, May. So that's 3 months.
Three months. Not getting paid. not getting paid. Nothing to do. Can't lift weights. No, that's speaking for myself. But
nigga, this is the thing about you, gym motherfucking rats, nigga. All the working out shit you do, you don't know how to work out without weights, nigga.
Nigga, push-ups get boring, man.
Niggas talking about boredom and shit. So fuck what, nigga? It still does for your desire. Whatever desire you're trying to get from going to the gym, you can still do it without going to the gym.
This is a nigga that has weights that don't lift. Back to what I was saying. Literally in his garage. Back to what I was saying. Like, it was a fucking combination of things to where the world got angry. And it was such a blatant act where there was no but. They could do nothing about it. They couldn't. They had nothing.
Yeah, because it's like, how do you explain?
Yeah, 8 minutes, 8.5 minutes.
Knee on the nigga. Yeah, who's already handcuffed. You know what I'm saying?
The other two, because three people was on him at one point. The other two people got off. Like, bro, he's handcuffed on the ground.
I mean, that shit was personal.
Okay, obviously. All right, bro. You understand this? You've been face down on the ground with cuffs, being cuffed with your hands behind your back. You can't get up. Nigga, I'm not fucking Jackie Chan.
Yeah, nigga, I can't just like kick my way up. I would have to up against something to rock my way up.
First of all, gotta roll over.
Right? Gotta roll over to lead up on something to be able to fucking sit myself up.
Literally prop yourself up.
Yeah.
And then, hell, you got a plan on here?
Rage Against the Machine, baby.
Oh, Lord. Anyway. But anyway, you're defenseless. Let's just put it like that. The man, from what I read and the shit I saw, was he's like, I'm claustrophobic. I'm not getting in the back of that car. I freak out in small spaces. Nigga, I've been in law enforcement. You call the fucking van. That's it.
You know what? This is the perfect time to speak with somebody. Okay, that's another thing. So one of the guys I talked to, say his name was Josh. And
No, it sounds like a made up white man.
No, but he really is. Like, I talked to him, Josh. Like, I should have, like, actually. But you know what? I didn't want to record people because I wanted them to be open and honest with me. You know what I mean? You got a camera or a microphone in front of themselves, somebody's face, they might start censoring themselves instead of speaking.
Oh, where's your journalistic integrity? Now you just got a name and a statement that you can spin as you see fit, sir. You said you went out there as a journalist.
Yeah, nigga, but I write for the magazine of fucking Aaron, the Misfit, goddammit. Yeah,
this nigga said I went out there on my journey.
Yeah, I was.
Nigga, I went out there to watch. Just say that.
Yeah, I was observing.
I went out there like a journalist.
I'm going to write about it, and I'm not going to, like, I'm just going to, of course, even if he told me his real government and told me everything about him, I would still make up a name for him. You know what I'm saying?
His name not Josh.
I think his name was Josh. But it's not like I'm just throwing. But that's a fucking regular white dude name. That's why I don't know if you watched Last OG on TBS.
I haven't watched it recently.
It's actually pretty. It's a good show.
I watched the first season. I know it exists.
Two seasons was cool. I started the third season, but I was kind of waiting to
you
it.
They gonna get back together?
See, I haven't watched the third season yet. She's happy with Josh.
Seemed like that.
She's happy with Josh.
Ironically.
But right, all right, so Josh told me, I was like, yeah, the sign is pretty much said fuck 12. And I'm like, Josh, have you had any bad experiences with law enforcement? Well, you know, fortunately, actually I haven't. You know, so the way my life was, you know, I grew up in Massachusetts, you know, a small town. You know, I was sheltered from a lot of things. So, you know, I didn't have that bad experience.
I got... Now that you brought that up, the whole fuck 12 thing, right?
I'm like, how can you say fuck 12 then, Josh?
Because, well, let's finish this first.
You've never had a bad experience. Like, there's a bunch of people out there saying fuck 12, fuck the police, but they've never had a bad experience with
cops. Why are you saying this?
Yeah, why are you saying these things? And usually, and these are my white friends, and I don't even like to say I have white friends. I have friends that happen to be white. For my friends who happen to be white, when they are fucked with the police, or when they have had situations when they've been fucked with by the police, it's because they were doing something illegal. They were underage drinking. They were fucking doing drugs in the car. They were doing something that was illegal that would warrant the police to fuck with them. You know what I mean?
This side note with this, right? When you were with your white friends...
Who happen to be white.
Correct me?
Yeah.
There it is.
Friends who happen to be white.
When you're with them people... And y'all get jammed up with the law together. Doesn't seem like it goes smoother for them?
Never. I got it.
Hold on. But do you hear me out? The fact that you're there make it easier for them?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Okay. Prime example, I was living in California.
I don't have these experiences. I just wanted to bring it up because I knew you had something.
You know, I got a lot of them.
Yeah, because you have them friends.
Friends who happen to be white, right? So one of my friends who happened to be white, me and him were coming from a video shoot. My boy SP, free certified. He should be out soon. Hopefully, he get out sooner than later because all the COVID shit.
He's a white guy?
No, he's black.
Oh, okay,
he's black. I don't know why he's locked. I had to ask his child's mother.
Wait, what? You said wait till you figure that out when you scream free this nigga.
I think it was some gun shit. I know it wasn't no, like, no molesting no kids, no crazy shit like that. It was like some gun shit. Anyway, so we coming from SP video shoot. Now, we are fucking, as my friends who happen to be white would say, we were plastic. Fucking wasted,
fucking
right?
Fucking hammered,
right? We fucking done, right? And we're driving back, and we get pulled over. And we're pretty much, as the cops talking, like, approaching, we're talking to each other like, ah, shit. and start making the preps. He's like, all right, I'm about to go down. Like, he's about to go to jail. Like, we're preparing for him to go to jail, right?
I'm assuming he's the driver.
Yeah, he's the driver, right? So, whatever reason, the cop asked my ID, gave my shit.
Whatever reason? What do you mean, whatever reason?
Nigga, why do you need the person in the passenger side's ID who's not fucking driving?
Excuse me, sir. ID? I'm not driving anything.
Like, yeah, I'm not even driving this motherfucker. Why do you want
to? Whatever happened is between you, the driver, and this vehicle.
Like, why do you need my ID, right? That's what the fuck I should have said. I should have made a point to, like, just protest giving my fucking ID, because he had no reason to have my ID. Right? But whatever. So, ran my shit, and I missed the court date, and I had a warrant out, and I didn't know.
Niggas never know.
Shit, nigga, because if you knew you had a warrant, you wouldn't be. I wouldn't have gave my ID, nigga. I wouldn't have gave my ID. I would have been like,
name.
I would have gave him a name and shit. Yeah. I wouldn't have gave him my information, because I'm like, oh, shit, I'm not going to go down. Right? So, long story short, I am the one who ended up going to jail. And my roommate, who happened to be white, they let his ass go. And there's no way the cop didn't know he was drunk. You could, that's, we reeked of that shit. I know he did. I know he did. Because when I got to the fucking jail, motherfucker was telling y'all how fucking late I was, right? So, yeah, that's one of my fucked up stories about.
Very anticlimactic. It's like, yeah, they took the nigga to jail.
they took me to jail and they let him go, even though he was drunk. And drunk as fuck. Yeah, breaking the law, drunk as fuck.
You had the warrant.
Yeah, but this nigga was. What if they let him go and he fucking hit a kid or something? He was drunk, dog. He was, like, fucked up drunk. And they didn't stop him. Really? And I didn't stop him from driving either, because I'm like, hey, nigga, fuck it.
They would have put the body on you, too.
Even though I wasn't in the car at the time,
he was already in custody.
They would have still found a way.
That nigga did it.
It was like, oh, yeah, you know that you only had the warrants for 4 days, but since, you know, your partner ran over a little white girl, now you got an accessory to murder charge. I'm like, what, nigga? Whoa, how did this happen?
You try to get your manslaughter, bro.
Yeah, but, I know I have a fucking lawyer trying to give me to take a plea and shit. Like, no, why the fuck would I cop a plea deal when I didn't do anything? But
like, Aaron, it's only 10 years, man. Like, what?
And my wife friend only be doing 2 years and shit. Like, you know, he had a better lawyer, Aaron. What can we say? Like, nigga, like, you had the same lawyer, nigga. We had the same lawyer. Well, I mean, Black Lives Matter.
All lives matter.
All lives matter. But yeah, that protest. To wrap it up, man. I think I know for a fact that this isn't about black people. This is about a bunch of other shit that's not us. I'm very pessimistic, extremely pessimistic of people's attitudes and where this is going to go. Because from what I've seen, it's a lot of fucking fake love, and I don't want none of that shit. You know what I mean?
Well, shit may change because of all this, but it ain't because of what we think it is. It's like you were saying, it's just so much combined with everybody being stuck in the crib.
Mm-hmm.
People are angry for not working. People are broke.
For missing. Oh yeah, well that's another factor. When you know, like a lot of the fucking the looting and shit. Y'all can't see me doing quotations, Mark, but a lot of that wasn't us. It was fucking poor non-blacks. Non-blacks who lost their jobs. And
then like the photos from our scene, the jumps in Philly or whatever. Like niggas was stealing food. Like from grocery stores and talking and shit. Like they were coming out of there with food. Like, nigga, what do you expect?
Yeah, how could you get mad at a motherfucker for trying to feed his family? You know what I'm saying? At least he ain't running in your shit.
And then they sent niggas back to work, and half the these niggas don't have a job to go back to.
That's fucked up, man. So I mean, you have better experiences with law enforcement because you was actually in law enforcement. Tell people how. For one thing, tell me the percentage of good cops, bad cops, and all that shit. Tell me your thoughts on your experiences from working in law enforcement.
Well, point blank, period. We had a conversation earlier. I don't think there's many, if any, good people, period. Like, there's people just trying to be a good person. And that's commendable. Like, we're all trying to be better. But it's, like, in nature, like, nigga, we human. We're selfish. We're always trying to take advantage of the next to survive, whatever. You want to be doing better than someone else.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a business or any drive in you, everyone's your competition. So it's like, what do you expect out of people? Like, a gun and a badge don't change a person. I take that back. Don't change human nature, is what I'm saying. A gun and a badge will change a motherfucker who was never anyone. So if your entire life you've been told you ain't shit, never felt like shit, now you get a chance to be something, have a sense of power or control over someone else, do you abuse it? And that's what it is. Like, cops are, majority of cops are just motherfuckers that couldn't do anything else, had a squeaky clean record, and watch too much Captain America or some shit. Like myself and about 25.25% of cops are just failed athletes.
So we have failed athletes,
people that were picked on.
Those are the most dangerous cops.
Yeah. And that's, I'm not gonna say the majority. I'll say that's another.
But even those, within those failed athletes, how many of them you say are solid individuals like yourself?
See, that's the funny thing, right? Like people that,
because I know a lot of athletes were just dickheads, so they're going to be, they're dickhead athletes, they're going to be dickhead cops, you know what I mean?
So what I mean by that is like failed like collegiate athletes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so.
I know a lot of those, they're, a lot of them are dickheads.
But the, most of the ones I've worked with, but and again, I wasn't on no local level or nothing like that, so it's kind of skewed with this. Are genuine, decent people, because it's like, we all wanted more. Like, this was not end goal. Like, this was a stepping stone type shit. Not gonna be here.
So you're saying the majority of cops are genuine, decent people?
No, fuck no. When did I say that?
How did you just say we're
out of the athletes, nigga?
Oh, the athletes. Okay, my bad. Out of athletes.
Yeah, that wanted more, because it was like, all right, nigga, this nigga didn't run for the Olympics. This nigga didn't make it to the NFL. You know what I mean? Jump shot went away. He ain't going to the league. That type of shit. We all working for the same agency. That type of shit. And then the majority of those are black. It's called, you know what I mean? Most athletes are black. So it's like,
what are good ones? Fuck with y'all.
I'm not trying to be funny. It was like, and it wasn't even being a good cop. It was like, you didn't fuck with people. That's a good cop. It's just not fucking with people for no reason. Bad as that sounds? The bar is so low. And that's why you see a white cop giving a kid a popsicle, and it's like fucking breaking news.
It goes back to
white people doing the electric slide. Like, stop doing this shit.
It goes back to the cookout theory.
And stop that goofy shit, because when you turn this camera off, he might start drop kicking motherfuckers.
Out of all the shit that I experienced on Saturday, that shit, like, was the most, I literally cringed. So we stopped, the last stop, you know, they marched, they stopped at different spots, right? And they took a knee and talked, whatever. The last stop was at the fucking MLK Memorial. And one of the organizers got on the bullhorn. He's like, I came up all the way from North Carolina, we'll be a part of this. They told me, call me Thursday. I said, I'll be there. Woo. Talking. And by the way, all y'all invited to the cookout. Ha ha ha. I was like, dang, nigga, I wanted to yell. Fuck no, at the top of my lungs, because that shit is so. It's almost the reason why we're out here, because Negroes like you saying dumb shit like that.
Like, here's the thing, like, why are they the bar? Like, why do we want white acceptance so fucking bad? That's what I'll never understand.
Niggas, like, white ice is better, nigga. White ice is better, and niggas honestly think that. Our white ice is colder.
We need them to tell us that our lives matter at this point. Like,
I don't.
And it's like, no, nigga, I just want y'all to stop murdering us.
Here's the honest to God truth, what I want, nigga. I want to be treated like a white man. Straight up, nigga. I want to be able to do what the fuck I want to within the laws. All the legal limits of the laws and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, literally, equally.
Equally, that's all I want, nigga. And I don't want to be a white man. Fuck no, nigga. Nigga, I see somebody post
this shit. Let me say this. I don't even mean to cut you off. Shout out to the D.C. mayor for putting Black Lives Matter Plaza or whatever. All right, who was it? Plaza, you know what I mean?
That was a hell of a troll, but...
It was a personal vendetta against Trump.
Yeah, but...
Second of all, the White House still resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Stop saying it resides at 1600 Black Lives Plaza. That's one street up. God damn, I'm tired of seeing y'all post that on Twitter.
And by the way, the mayor, they're talking about her being vice. Nah, nigga, black people, we start digging apart.
From here, she literally is gentrifying DC like a motherfucker.
The fuck out of there.
But I ain't gonna shit on this sister.
Right now, it's not time to be shitting on fellow black people.
I mean, we're not shitting on, but I'm not gonna criticize this this black woman.
We can do it off camera, but yeah, let's keep it on the forefront because our city is hella gentrified now, and it's, she's played a major role in that, But you used to work in that type of field. What do you think those agents, Secret Service agents, was thinking when that whole shit was happening in the White House before they put the fence up?
It's happened plenty of times before, so it wasn't a big deal. Yeah, hell yeah. It's happened. Like, my last year was under Trump. Mm-hmm. So, he had the, I don't remember who it was, but those women was out there on the daily. Like, hauling off, throwing everything. And this is a little side note. If you throw something in D.C., you get charged with... projecting a missile.
What?
Yeah. A missile. So it doesn't really matter what it is, but...
Nigga, I did not know that.
Yeah, because I seen motherfuckers in, again, it's, I saw a lot of articles for Philly. Maybe I follow a lot of mother... I only follow, like, a couple hundred people on Twitter, and maybe they're all from Philly.
Like, apparently so.
But they was like, niggas out here throwing missiles, and I'd be like, these dumb motherfuckers don't understand, which is, they can be throwing bottles. It'd be the charges. Yeah.
Don't throw shit in D.C. then.
Yeah, you're definitely going to fucking jail. And they're going to try to hit you with like a year or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, dude.
But yeah, that shit was the norm. You know what I mean? Like, protests, again, it's the place to come to protest. Now, to that level, I don't think I've ever seen it because... Well, actually, I have because I've been in the jungle where, you know, people actually, you know, sent 100 motherfuckers just to send one nigga over the fence. So I've been in that. I've been in that situation or whatever. I never had to don out, you know, the riot gear or nothing like that, which was fucking weird.
What do you think about the Secret Service having to do that?
I don't know if that was them, bro.
You know, it was probably D.C. police, right?
Because
that's what I thought. It doesn't make sense for Secret Service to do that.
It was a lot of equipment. Unless, again, I haven't been there for a few years, but it was a lot of equipment that I was like. Niggas ain't got them helmets, you know what I mean? They ain't got this, that type of shit. And I was just like, alright, maybe they just switched it up. Cause the videos I seen with actual Secret Service interactions, they was in their regular shit. And, you know, holding it down until whoever the fuck just showed up. And then, you know, they just pushed the perimeter out. And then after that, it's normally DC police or park police. It probably was park police, honestly.
There's a good chance.
Yeah. I mean, no, it was a great chance, cause Lafayette Park.
Like, oh yeah, you're okay, yeah, and, you're right.
Pennsylvania
right.
Avenue. Right. So this is the way. The sidewalk is the service. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is DC police. Lafayette Park is park police. That's how people get fucked up because you got three different agencies
three
coming
different
down
agencies.
There.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that. And a lot of people probably didn't know that. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
So that's how that shit plays itself out. And it was different. Those fences have been up before, but it was during construction.
They were building something, not because
when they were building that shit for Trump's
inauguration,
when they was building that big goofy ass John Owens, that shit was stupid. And these temporary fixtures, you know, they just in the fucking way, and you can't have people going in there and be, you know, you can't see them. So they just put the, you know, push the barrier out, push the perimeter out. Fucks up everybody that's visiting's pictures. But yeah, I didn't feel a fucking way at all because I was like, yeah, I've been through it and I understand where people are coming from. It didn't bother me. Like, I'm like, shit, that's your God given. I mean, not your God given, right? But your
what, the protest?
Yeah.
Well, I was just saying, just because, you know, I'm like, if what do you think those guys? Because you work with a lot of those guys. You know what I'm saying, when they were talking about, because it pretty much seemed like motherfuckers attacking the White House, damn man.
It did. The way it looked, it did seem that way. But
they didn't have. They wasn't like if y'all really wanted to, y'all could have started plucking motherfuckers. The first couple people that got their head blown off would have stopped people from running up on the towards the White House because sniping on the roof.
Nah, it's more so once you cross that fence, you kind of can do whatever the fuck you want. And but once you cross that barrier, you can get hands put on you. Like that.
Oh, so they're not gonna. They're not gonna. Yeah. Nothing. They're not gonna use lethal force.
No, not over that. Because if I set a bike rack in front of you and you jump it, that's unlawful entry, point blank period, because where you at?
Okay. So, oh, damn, okay.
Yeah, so if you can't go over shit, that's unlawful entry.
I'm just like,
no matter where they put it.
I just know, like, when they turned the lights off to the White House, I'm like, motherfuckers all said, he's scared, I'm like, nigga,
No, I don't think he even went to the bunker for real.
If they like dog, if they want to, they can start
highly unlikely
popping your fucking head off. They got snipers on the roof. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
it's literally like if it really got down to it, it'd just be like, what would you do if somebody at your coming trying to get into your house? What you gonna do?
You shoot.
No, not even that. Like just to prevent them. What's the simplest thing in the world that you do to stop somebody from coming to your house?
Close the door, lock the door. Hey, I told you to just lock the doors. Motherfuckers have been banging on the front door.
Lock
the
fucking doors.
Just lock the doors.
Yeah, and I can't really get into, you know, that out. You know what I mean? You just don't let people in.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to get you in trouble.
And then
so,
you just
yeah.
literally let them niggas run around the grounds. And then the dogs are vicious, but he keep making it seem like they eat people.
No, nigga, they're still. They're not like. Yeah. Murderous dogs, like, not on no yeah, fucking.
They're gonna fuck this person up.
Yeah, but they're not trained to kill, right?
And then that person still wins the lawsuit. So it does. That's why, like I was there for 7 years, and you know, like, it's so much you gotta do before that because of the lawsuits. And it's crazy, like, you think it's like, maybe they can do whatever. Yeah, but legally, you still got rights. Even when you. It's crazy.
See, I mean, you educate me because I didn't know a lot of this about the Secret Service and shit. Yeah. Like, so it's just like.
I mean, you can get yourself killed. Don't get me wrong. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it, again, which is crazy that we took more steps than motherfucking regular ass cops.
I've always had more respect. But I've interacted with Secret Service before, nigga. I remember.
It's actually different training, so. And I haven't been through on the local level training, so I can't speak on it. But from what I see. They need more.
Oh, like, no shit. And we'll get to that next. We'll actually talk about that next. But my first interaction with Secret Service, at least when I actually interacted with them, I remember, you remember that Dave Chappelle off his first stand-up? And he was riding with his white friend. And,
mm-hmm.
We're not gonna take it. I'm gonna race him. He said, I'm gonna talk to him, Dave. He's high as fuck. He said, officer, what's 14th Street? So you're on 14th Street, right?
Hey.
And so, I'm high as shit. I'm with my cousin. She's out of town. And I'm showing the city and shit. And I remember, it was stopped somewhere. And I was like, it was a fucking the Secret Service doing a bike. I'm like, hey, man, officer, could you tell me where the White House is? He said, you're at the White House. It's right next to you.
you just didn't turn?
The only thing I didn't look and realize we were on the side. Yeah. And we were on the side. I was like, oh, shit, this is the White House.
Like, motherfuckers think they can't talk and all that shit. Like, y'all like the guys at Buckingham Palace, right? Like, no bitch.
Nigga.
But get the fuck away from me. Like, I don't want to talk to you, nigga.
Somebody actually said that shit to you?
On the daily, bro.
Said you guys were like the guys at Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, they can't talk. I'm like, who can't talk?
They all say something, motherfucker?
Yeah. And I used to, like, as bad as it sounds, I used to try to get as black as possible. Around white people, make them feel uncomfortable.
No, comfortable.
Because I want them to know, like, niggas can get with places you wouldn't even imagine.
But that was to wrap it up. At least from the protests and shit. From my standpoint about being out there, I was one of the main things I fucking got from it. It's the amount of white people that were out there holding signs, protesting for Black Lives Matter, but was still uncomfortable around in the presence of black.
The
people.
Irony of the protests in D.C. It probably was more black officers than. White protesters.
I think so. Oh, I don't know. Cause I remember I seen a lot of DC cops, and it was pretty much down there all black cops.
And it's not a front. It's just what it is here. Like
in black area.
You know in our district, the majority of the police is black. Where I was at, I thought we outnumbered them motherfuckers. Like as bad as that. I guess it's not a bad thing, but
yeah,
it's a lot of black officers, man. And y'all calling for this whole, you know what I mean. And again, the good and bad officer thing go back to the good and bad people. There ain't no such thing as good people, man. No. It's just people trying to do better.
Yeah.
And the whole, y'all need to stand up for the bad ones.
Them you mean stand up against the bad ones?
Stand up against the bad ones. These motherfuckers don't act like this when we around. It's literally like they do the shit they do around people that they know they can get away with.
True shit. I never even thought about that aspect because it's like, yeah, you hear these things, but you can't confront. Yeah, I confront this motherfucker if I didn't see it. You know what I mean, where I'm be like, oh, did you beat up somebody, nigga? If I'm a cop, I'm be like,
literally, like I'll have a jump where, cause I was lead officer on the patrol or whatever by the time I left. And they would brag about how many stops they're gonna make. And I'd be like, look, motherfucker, you just be on that motorcade route. Stop fucking with people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a, once he out there, I don't know what the fuck he doing. I'm supposed to chase him down. I don't know. And when I see fucked up shit, I addressed it.
Yeah.
But again, at the end of the day, I'm one person. What one person gonna do? The little bit I can.
And you did something. You said you've only had to, you said you only discharged your weapon once.
Yeah.
I think from my previous conversations, and you never really fuck with anybody. I don't even think you said you arrested many people or less.
Nah, I can't do shit. Minimum. I would, like, if you, DC, no DC permit. Damn. No ID. Whatever, you go to jail. No driver's license. And you're driving a vehicle, you go to jail. So I go, when I get up to the door, like, hey, man, you got a license. First question. Yeah, is it valid? I don't know. Does he have a license? Yeah, is his valid? Yeah, switch seats. Yeah, so it's just simple as that. Like, you don't have to go to jail, bro, but get the fuck out of the driver's seat.
And here's the thing, the motherfuckers who I know are cops or were cops, I don't know, they're solid people, so I don't expect you guys to be bad cops. Like,
again, it's good, the good and bad people. These people are fucked up before they get this job.
Then they're going to be even more fucked up when they get it.
Get a little bit of power, don't know how to handle it.
So I'm my homegirl. You know her name. I'll say it later and stuff so you can ask if you, just in case you know what I'm talking about. But she told me, like, just a couple years ago and shit, she said, you know, I knew she was a cop, and she told me why she stopped being a cop. She was just like, she couldn't fuck with it. And based off what she told me, it was just like, you had to put up with too much bullshit. You know what I mean? You didn't have the temperament. I didn't think she even had the temperament.
Was she local?
She was DC. I think she was DC. She was a DCPG. One of the two.
Yeah.
She wasn't Charles County.
Okay.
But she was, it was like,
nah, that's what I mean. Like, just local in general. Like, I ain't even with any county or city or
state. She was local. So she just had to deal with so much bullshit. She didn't see so much bullshit. She was
and the like, politics in it is crazy. Yeah, politics, you know?
I think so. She just couldn't fuck with it. You know, you can see it was like, it drained her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just from having to probably see certain shit, put up with certain shit, do certain shit, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't think I can.
It's like working any other job, for real. I mean, aside from the responsibilities that you had.
Yeah, because you get the bullshit. It's akin to the medical field where you have somebody's life in your hand.
It's shift work, just like anything else. Like, you got the bullshit, you got the politics, you got the seniority. Like, I never went sergeant because I didn't want my fucking days off switch. Like, that's a thing. You know what I mean? Where it's like,
stupid.
Your whole life changes.
This is like, nah, man. I'm not taking promotion, nigga, because I don't want my shit.
Hear me out. You work 3.5 years to get day work, the weekend off. You get promoted. You no longer control your schedule. Now you're working 2:30 to 10:30, middle of the day till night, with Tuesday, Wednesday off. That's a lifestyle change, bro.
Yeah, it is a lifestyle change.
I have a child.
I probably wouldn't have fucking took that promotion either, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
If I was single.
Yeah.
But even then, I would have been like, man, y'all just, I worked this hard to get to the schedule that I want, and now I get a promotion, and then
you're talking about maybe 3,000 to 5,000 extra a year with all the, I mean, but I can make all the money I want because of overtime. I don't need another couple of thousand.
It's more so the title and more responsibility.
I'm gonna tell you like this: I had people that wanted me to be like the chief type shit. I knew the chief, and he had to eat so much shit, and everything was his fault.
Like, why would I
black
want
man.
To do that?
Black yeah. man.
That's why I wanted you to do it, nigga. They wanted to put your face up there.
No, he's telling me, he was like, look, man, you gotta put up with a lot of shit. But eventually you can be someone that can be in a position to make change. And he was saying that but he had fucked up along the way. So people under him had dirt on him to where he couldn't even do shit. Like, it's politics in everything you do in this world. So you can mean well. You can come in there with that Barack Obama attitude and have Republicans blocking everything you do. You know what I mean? And here's another thing. All right, bro. You retire from your job, and they still calling you to put in a little work.
Yeah.
You're not going, right?
No.
Not for free.
No. Fuck.
Will y'all leave fucking Obama alone? This nigga's not the president anymore. Hey, stop reaching out to him about what the fuck. Y'all stressing him out more now than then.
You know, I try my best, because it's like, I don't like talking bad about Obama in public. And right now we're in public, essentially.
I won't in public, so.
Now, once his mic is off, I can say a lot of shit, but I will say this.
All I can say is he tried, I guess. I hate it.
There was no police reform under Obama. There was no cops convicted under Obama.
They wouldn't have allowed it. That's just being realistic.
He is the fucking president of the United States of America. He has more power than people are giving him fucking credit for. He could have gotten one of those cops locked up. I do not give a fuck with any. You know what? I'm not going.
You gotta understand, you the president is more so just a figurehead at this point. Let's just be real here.
No, but they have power though, dude.
I didn't say they
had the power of influence. Nobody's more influential than the president.
He's still using his influence now.
Yeah, but he didn't use it back then.
He couldn't. Just damn near, he had everybody against him.
I don't want to hear that, man. I don't want to hear that, because first term.
Listen to all this shit.
You had to make it to the second term.
Trump's spewing right now, right?
Yeah.
Not much is getting across.
Well, this is because we have all this bullshit going on. But Trump has shown that you can, your influence is power, because he's made things happen.
But they also had the House.
Say what?
They also had the House right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, but Obama came into office with the House and the Senate.
No, they didn't. Republicans had it.
They had the majority. They had the majority the first 2 years, though.
That's when you had the House, when you had the majority.
No, he had the House and the Senate. What I'm saying, he had both. Well, I forgot whatever you call it, but he had the House and the Senate.
He definitely didn't. He didn't have both.
The Democrats did have the House and the Senate, because they got hammered in the midterms, and that's when they lost it all. That's when the Republicans started coming up and was against everything he was doing. It was in like 2010. But those first 2 years, or not even first 2 years, because he didn't get into 2009 technically. Mm-hmm. It was January 2009. It's that first year, and then some change. He had chances to do things. And then in the second term, he could have been more vocal and spoke a certain way that he didn't. That's why when people were trying to bash Trump about calling those protesters thugs, I'm like, can't. Because Obama called the kids in Baltimore thugs. You know what I'm saying? So
he called the rioters thugs.
But no, he called them thugs. He said for one thing, when the Baltimore shit started,
But
it wasn't really water. It was mainly fucking kids that was just fucking shit up, right?
Yeah.
He called them thugs. Point blank, period. And they ain't even burn shit down like that. I think it was a Walgreens maybe that got fucked up.
Probably CVS, but either way, they burned down a pharmacy.
Okay. And he called them thugs. Obama's an extremely intelligent man. He knew what he was doing by saying that. He was signaling to his white supremacist supporters, like, hey, I'm not, like, I'm still on you guys' side, right?
I guess. I mean, I don't know right on that one. But
that's how I feel, because we both can agree that there are white supremacists within that are liberal and within the Democratic Party. Can we say that? Can we agree to that?
Yeah, they pick a party based on who's their best chance of moving
the white supremacy goalposts, right? Whatever
moving their narrative. Yeah, yeah.
But you know, I want to talk.
I think that's why so many people rode with Trump, because they was like, he's anti everything, that and it was appealing to people. Oh, he's against the system. That don't mean he knows what the fuck he's doing. Let's get on this. Trump failed at everything he ever done, and everything. This proves it right here.
Being president.
Yeah, he's failing at the end. All he had to really do was shut the fuck up and got a second term.
And you know what? We got
bankruptcies. He couldn't get an NFL team. The failed marriages.
This I can't remember.
Erectile dysfunction.
I'm pretty sure.
Just verbiage alone.
I can't remember what episode this was. This is some episodes back. This might even been like a year ago. But I remember we was asking each other. I was like, yo, what the fuck could Trump do for him not to be elected? I was like, it's got to be something crazy. It's got to be some kind of scandal.
We didn't even think of this.
Nah, I couldn't. I would have never thought of this.
I think we said something about whatever Russia had would have to come out.
Yeah.
And I think they dropped that, and it just went under the rug because no one gave
Anonymous dropped about all these fucking celebrities.
The sex shit.
Including Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, the human trafficking and underage sex ring with Epstein.
Raping kids, yeah.
Who runs the island now? Epstein Island or whatever? What they call it? Underage Island or some goofy shit?
I don't know. Jared Kushner or Don Jr.? I don't know.
Did you check out the Epstein channel on Netflix yet?
I haven't watched that yet.
Me either. Let's watch that this week and chop it up about
that. Chop it up about it, yeah. So, like, I don't know, man. This shit just feels very... For one thing, I'm glad we didn't record the... Because my language towards Black Lives Matter was a little extreme. And, I support the premise of saying Black Lives Matter because my life does matter. But as an organization, I do not support Black Lives Matter.
Hold on. Let's not even say support. Let's just say we don't know their direction. Like, where do they head? Like, what is their goal?
I don't know, because you start reading some of their literature. It starts talking about
a lot of other
immigrants
things. A lot of other things.
And I guess I was having a...
Because if you read their shit, it's kind of like they're saying all lives matter. So it's like
pretty much like with the language you guys use, you might as well say all lives matter.
And realistically, they should have owned that first and then seen what the comeback would have been.
Yeah, because what can you say if you said all lives matter, what could anybody say against that? They can't say nothing. Yeah, I mean, the racist white people wouldn't have been able to come back and
see that's what makes all lives matter racist. It's because it's a response to Black Lives Matter.
Hey, same thing with Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah.
And I was trying to tell somebody this.
And Blue Lives is not
I'm not going to say who. You know who was. I was trying to explain this to him. He was like, nah, I don't think it's that. I think it was just people were seeing that it was wrong. So that's why they saying all lives matter, because that's what it really should be. Instead of, I don't think it's what you said it was, and it was a racist response. I'm like, no, nigga, that's exactly
definitely what it is.
There's no question about it. Because it was like...
Because, like, how... If you be like, hey, man, my dog matters. My response should be, agreed. Like, I agree with you. Your dog does matter.
Like, I seen the meme. It was more like this. It was like, okay.
The all houses matter.
No. The fucking, you broke your legs and shit. And you're like, oh my God damn it, my legs broke. Ah, shit.
Well, all legs matter.
And I'm like, yo, what about, I'm walking upright normal. I'm like, what about my legs? You know what I'm saying?
The house on fire, and like, yo, call the fire department for this house. And like, well, your house is not burning. It's like, well, all houses matter.
Or you're fucking great. You're at your grandfather's wake and shit, and I was busting the middle of that zone. Like, my grandfather mattered too. You know what I'm saying? You guys are burying your grandfather, and I just coming in.
Let's take it on a lighter note on people that's been fucking up on social media.
Oh yeah, that was actually one of the jokes I wanted to talk about.
Take your pick on the first one. Go ahead. Who you want?
I'm not gonna get these people's names right.
It don't matter. Just say it.
Let's say this: the Instagram comedians, which I have been so adamant about you guys making these people famous. Like, you, the consumer. I'll say us. We are to blame for a lot of this.
We put these people on a pedestal, and then then they let us down. Then we want to take it back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for one thing, the cancel culture is so fucking stupid. It was just one. This is one white cat. I do not know. Don't watch the show.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't watch the show. Don't know anything about. Don't really kiss the Flash or something. I guess he was a villain on there. They found some tweets from 10 years ago. They said it was racist, misogynistic, whatever. And he lost his job.
How you feel about that?
That is so fucking stupid. For one thing, I read the tweets and I'm like,
wasn't that bad?
Yeah, nigga, I've said way worse on the mic. If that we have recorded an episode, so I'm like,
are you white?
No, I'm not. Okay. Ahead, I guess going. It's not a good time to be a white man right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
and why don't y'all get it? Just to cut in real quick. For the local business owners, like, you don't see this shit happening, and you still talk your shit on people's lives like screenshots don't exist.
Yeah,
it's so many white people losing their job right now, and it's funny. Like, I do find it funny.
I don't know. You know what? Because I'm in the field where this actor. I'm like, I'm not an actor, but I'm a filmmaker. I mean, I'm a director, whatever. I mean, director. You know what I'm saying? Or that's what I'm about to be. So it's like,
made 5 movies already.
I know, right? I made 5 movies. I'm about to start
being a journalist.
I am a journalist. I'm writing. I'm working on the book.
He's a known director.
No, fuck that. I am a director because I directed my own. I've directed three music videos now. I'm about to do my first feature, feature film. Well, it wouldn't be a feature film. I'm about to do a pilot here.
Hey man, stand over here. That's direction.
No, nigga, direction is more than that, because I got to tell you, you're just standing there, but I also got to tell you how you
here's
feel.
Here's the concept. Hear this. Hear me.
Here's your emotions, buddy. Eric, here's your emotions.
I've seen his videos. Was the drunk Asian?
I pretty much directed that video. I might as well
say
that.
Go ahead.
It was all my concepts and I did. But damn, what was I about to say?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the actor. Okay. No, man, because it's like, I felt for him. It's like, yo, for one thing, you said some unfunny jokes 10 years ago, but now you're getting fired and you're going to have troubles getting roles for this now from forever?
No, he's not.
I don't know.
Or maybe he's just not talented enough, because nothing's stopped Mark Wahlberg's career. And he has legitimate hate crimes.
People were like, he was trending the other day. I'm like, now motherfuckers like...
No, I didn't know about the black people shit.
I
knew about the Vietnamese. I'm not even trying to be funny with this when I say this. I just think that's how possible white people were. I didn't,
Real shit.
I didn't even think nothing of it.
They're just racist, just naturally, like...
Like, if you're not Boston white, they don't like you.
Yeah.
Like, Irish or with the Catholic Church, like, something
Catholic,
like that.
Irish Catholic or some shit like that, like...
It was fuck you and I hate New York. Like, that's all I thought of that.
I hate niggas, but I love when they play for the Celtics.
Or the Patriots.
Or the Patriots, yeah.
Red Sox, take them or leave it. But David Ortiz is a guy.
Oh, yeah, he got shot some months ago. I think he recovered.
Yeah, a drug lord's girlfriend. A wife.
Wife, oh, well.
Yeah. That's why I was like, what do you expect, nigga? Yeah. You kicked the hornet's nest. You get stung once.
You
can't get back.
You get stung. Yeah. Now you got stung more than once, nigga. Hey, that shit was.
I thought they only shot him one time.
I don't know. Because I remember, like, it's like.
On the side or whatever.
Stomach. His shit was fucked up. His stomach and shit. Testes. But, you know what? We're still on the stuff. Oh, yeah. Back to the celebrity shit. Back to the cancel shit. One thing I don't feel dude should be canceled. You know what I mean? Don't remember his name. Don't really care. Don't watch the show. Really care. I'll put it like this. I might consider hiring him one day if he fits the role. If he fits the role, then I'll put up. If he fits the role, I would make him play some kind of racist white dude, but still.
No. What's your get famous, change your first name? You know, Larry Lawrence. What's
my first name going to be?
Or you just going to go with Carlos?
I think I'm going to go with Carlos. I have the two first names in the last. This dude, the Aaron Carlos, that didn't have the Jones shit, you know what I mean? So I can, like, Philip Michael Thomas. Shit.
Like, I feel strongly about my middle name, Lamont. I gotta find a better way to incorporate it more.
Yeah, that's not a bad name. ELC, that's actually good. That's a good,
acronym.
What is it? Whatever.
Initials?
There we go. Initials. Good initials. But, I will say this,
That's actually a big celebrity, though. I wasn't even talking about...
Who?
Just talking about dude from The Flash.
No, he's not a big celebrity, nigga. I don't know who he is. I know, right? I don't know who he is doesn't mean he's a big celebrity. You have BTS, who are fucking famous as fuck. And if you show me the pictures, because I'm on Twitter so much, I probably could tell you who they are. I would for one of them, at least one of them. I wouldn't be able to tell you his name, but I'd be like, I know, that's the BTS dude. You know what I mean? Little Asian... dude that looks like a pretty bitch and shit. The androgynic, that's what they got.
I'm glad you kept going.
They got the androgynic.
I was gonna ask you, what the fuck is BTS?
Yeah.
But I'm assuming it's one of them K-pop groups.
K-pop, yeah.
Hey, just
K-pop.
That's the biggest shit in the world right now, right?
Hey, nigga. Hey, we fuck with BTS, by the way. K-pop fans, we don't want to.
My favorite group.
It is
a group, right?
I think it's a group. Like, how the fuck you rock some shit you don't understand what they saying?
The passion in the project.
I guess.
The feeling of the music they give you. I guess. I don't know. The feeling they give you from the music, I should say.
I think it's because they look like...
Little white woman?
No, they don't look like a white woman. They look like an Asian woman. Little fucking... Like I said, they're very androgynous. They're very, like... It's a group of princes running around and shit. You
know Speaking of Trick Daddy, the baddest bitch ran her mouth.
Back to Trina. And
she literally just... Out of passion, someone kicked over some mannequins in her homegirl boutique, I think, or something like that. And she started calling niggas animals. And said, y'all making my city look bad. Like,
because she sees herself as an other. Because
you became a stripper bitch that made it. We got Cardi now. We don't need you.
It's when Katrina sees herself as
think,
another.
You was an old chick I would have ran down on. Yeah, you are something else.
It's still smash.
Oh, yeah, I still hit
the. It's still smash. All
right. And be more than happy. I'll be walking around with Trina.
Really?
Yeah.
She got money, I guess.
We're good in these streets. Yeah, we just never leave. What she at? Miami Dade County or something?
I don't know.
She probably not down there no more. She probably in Miami or something.
But I did hear that part, whatever you saw my.
And Trick Daddy was trying to save her.
He was trying to save her. He was trying to save her. Like, bitch, what's going on?
And she's
like,
and she went in. You or nobody else?
Man.
When a nigga throwing you the rope, you gotta grab it sometimes. Now, yeah. Tomorrow comes. I'm sorry. Keep your sorry. Stand on what you said. If she would have doubled down and said, nah, fuck y'all for fucking up my homegirl spot. Respect. That's how you felt. You was angry when you called people animals. All right, I'd be like, look, I don't mean to call y'all niggas animals. But y'all fucked up my homegirl spot.
I've already decided because... I don't know when, but I know it's going to come eventually. They're going to pull up some old tweets I said, old lyrics, old something I did or said.
And I respect how highly you think of yourself.
I will. I'm going to stand on it.
I hope so.
I'm going to stand on it, man.
I mean, not that this happens, but I'm saying I hope you get to that level where this will fucking matter.
Well, no, I mean, so I got to stand on it.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, yeah, I might have misspoke or I might have did something wrong, but... Y'all niggas
in
not
my
make me
defense,
apologize.
I think I had Twitter since 08 or some shit when it first started.
Yeah, you always up on shit.
It's my defense. So I don't know how far mine go back. I might have been, you know, riding around College Park, University of Maryland. I ain't in Atlanta. Like, look at these white motherfuckers. Something like that.
Oh, these crackers.
Yeah, all these goddamn saltines.
Look at that big head nigga walking with them crackers. What's that, Aaron?
Nah, it's O.J. Simpson.
fuck you, bitch. OJ. OJ got Twitter, right?
Yo, he's killing it. No pun intended. He's killing it on Twitter. And people are loving it. And he keeps making these little sly little...
Yeah, he be like, cutting up on it.
He cutting up.
He cutting up on it.
Like, oh, man.
But that
he already dropped that video game with that football game, that off-brand jump.
Oh, yeah,
like
I remember. That was...
It was the California Slashers or something, and the head coach was like O.J. Simpson.
He was on one of them games, yeah. I remember. But...
And he was literally just trying to get the family money, but that was a fucked up way to do it. Because remember, they get like a portion of his life.
Which is fucking stupid. If you didn't, if you got, this is how, this shows you how strong white supremacy is. OJ got acquitted of murder.
But civilly, he lost.
How the fuck is that possible?
So it's like, nigga, you had some wrongdoing, but we can't send you to jail?
We can't prove it.
And then you go to jail for stealing your shit back.
And the family got all that shit. That just shows you. And a
this
lot
is
of
the
people,
crazy thing. When OJ got out, young white women were hanging with him. Like it was nothing.
They wanted.
Oh, man.
If anything, that made him more attractive.
I know, right? The mystique of it.
The mystique of
it. Not the, like, he's a legend in everything football. He's ever done.
I'm not a legendary actor, nigga.
Who ain't a legendary actor?
Nigga, name one OJ legendary acting role, nigga. And don't say Naked Gun, nigga.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I would.
He ain't never did nothing with Robert Townsend.
Black nigga.
Damon
I'm not black, I'm OJ, nigga. Look at these niggers. Like, you ever seen that OJ?
No, that's a fact.
Yeah, I'm about to say. That's, like, that's how you
No, speak. It's a fact. Yeah. He not black, he OJ. He proved he above this nigga shit. Yeah, right out of jail, white woman was jumping in a smacked out excursion and shit just hanging off of his thighs.
Not to mention that, killed two white people.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly, he didn't. I don't think he did.
That nigga put the glove on with his finger spread. I think he was more so trying to protect his son. Maybe the son did it. Because they just said that there was a Simpsons DNA there.
Simpsons DNA, yeah. Yeah, could have been. Why would the son do it, though? I don't know.
He didn't want his dad with
that. They didn't do the shit. But back to the canceled celebrities. The last one was just hilarious. What y'all want to say is she said, if y'all keep canceling anybody, who y'all going to have to entertain you? Well, just... You're not that hilarious or entertaining, so there's plenty of other motherfuckers out there who are dying to take your place, or more deserving to take your place. You know what I mean?
She was funny when the dude used to be in the videos that didn't talk much, her actual boyfriend, that I guess he ended up cheating on her.
Mm-hmm.
When he was in it, when they was in Baltimore.
I just don't know a Just Hilarious joke that I can quote like a Dave Chappelle joke.
Again, I don't know any of her stand-up. I hear she's funny.
Like, or some more joke. You know what I mean? Like, she's not like some more or no shit like that. Like, so.
You know some more joke?
Yeah, it was a joke about
it's more so
she was like dick is like chicken wings, like even
even when it ain't good, it's still
no. He said even when you not, it's like even when you not hungry, you gonna take a little piece. I mean, it's pretty much wing chicken wing. Okay. That shit was funny.
I get it.
I probably fucked it up a little bit, but
yeah. Some more to me. What's her name? Adele Gibbons is probably.
Adele Gibbons, she's such probably, a fucking lady.
Yeah, it's probably funnier to me than some more and like Monique.
I never found Monique that funny, to be honest.
She was just skinny bitches this,
skinny bitches that.
And that's what Adele, I mean, I said Adele, Samoa was to me, but she just didn't say skinny bitches. You bitches this, you bitches that. When you watched the Queens of Comedy, it was just like a carbon copy of each other until like Adele was on there, right?
Was Adele on there?
I thought so. Well, I might be making that up. That anyway, Adele Gibbons funny.
How... So Tyson Fury has agreed to fight Anthony Joshua in 2021. But if Deontay Wilder wins, why would you? That doesn't even make any fucking sense.
Who's?
Oh yeah, you don't follow boxing like that.
No, no. I know. You said Wilder Fury.
Yeah, they're going to fight. That'll be three.
Who is Anthony Joshua fighting?
I don't know who he's fighting right now, but they're saying that they just agreed. It says it's official. Fury versus Joshua agreed for next year.
Fury Joshua?
In 2021. So even
are
if
you saying Fury Joshua or Fury Wilder?
No, Fury Joshua. Fury Wilder is already going to happen. I mean, because so it's a rematch. He has to defend his belt.
You saying if Joshua beat Fury?
No, if Wilder beats Fury, right?
Right. Who's fighting next?
Wilder and Fury. And then after... So, okay, they have to fight.
In 2021?
No, in 2020.
Okay.
They're fighting this year, right? But if Fury loses...
Mm-hmm.
Then Wilder gets his belts back. Joshua has the other's belts. So him and Joshua fighting without, pretty much, they made this fight happen too early because he hasn't even fucking beat Wilder yet.
So Fury Joshua's already set in stone.
Yeah, which is stupid. Like,
you think
you haven't won the fight yet?
You think Wilder gonna beat Joshua? I mean, Fury. Yeah.
If not, if he don't fucking get a new trainer and learn how to fucking
box.
Like, yeah, what the sport is. Did you watch the fight last night?
No. The MMA shit?
No, fuck no. Boxing was back. Shakur Stevens.
On a Monday?
It's Tuesday.
It was on a Tuesday? You know, I keep forgetting the world shut down.
Yeah,
world shut down. Fighting any day of the week?
No. Shakur Stevenson was fighting.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that is.
He's up and coming talent, and they might put him up with somebody who we can look good against, so that's what he did. It looked like he was a little out of shape, though.
This is the thing, man.
Both of them looked like they were kind of out of shape. They were kind of good and winded a little bit faster than
each weight class, what do you say? Five? All-world boxer type? Like, you know what I mean? Like, top tier? Would you even say five?
I don't know. Like, I would say from right now, from 130 to 160, that's fucking... Boxing is in a great space. I think right now, boxing has... more potentially great fighters than any time in my life. You know what I'm saying? At those weights from 130 to 160. You have Lomo and then you have Canelo from like one. Canelo's at 160, Lomo's like 130, and then in between you got a bunch of dope ass fighters. You got Terrence Crawford, you got Errol Spence Jr., you got fucking this is a young dude, Brandon Lee.
Is it too late? For the sport? I mean,
I know, right? Because it's like UFC is just.
And they get him. Niggas peanuts and they go beat each other's brains out.
I know, right?
For three rounds.
If the reason why is because you have all these young great fighters that are not going to fight each other because
they can't.
They don't want to lose.
They can't. Like once one loses, it like
that shouldn't matter though, man.
It drops you so far. It's like this nigga is 21-0, right? Clearly not as good as these other niggas, but you're protecting him until he gets his shot.
Yeah, and so we can get that bag. I think a lot of that's the problem. That in lies the problem because like this is like Ryan Garcia should be fighting anybody but somebody who is on his. He should be fighting one of the younger fighters. He's fighting some older dude that he's gonna fucking wash. That he's just gonna look good against. Like I'm sick of seeing these fighters fight under their fucking talent just so they can pad their record.
You don't even
have
like the promoters anymore that make it look exciting where you make me believe it's gonna be a good fight.
And I just
think back in the day, you believe, man, it's a chance that this nigga might just.
And then the UFC got that because they could put multiple fighters on great fighters on one fucking ticket. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should be Wilder and Fury on the ticket. It should be fucking Canelo and somebody else on the ticket. It should be all this, like, three big,
but it's like
big ass fights.
Everyone's spread out at this point.
Because they're trying to maximize the profit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So they're not going to put everybody together, which they should, but they don't. You know what I'm saying? But I was happy to see boxing back last night. I won't say that.
Just an update on football. I heard it's coming back. How do you handle that? Because I know you don't give a fuck about basketball. Like, I really don't. I mean,
I don't give a fuck about football.
If I turn the television on. Yeah.
You told me because you know what I mean? You actually, you hop out and you go to a pound ball. You see some weird past pound ball game, you hop out and watch it.
I'm more inclined to do that than go to a fucking NFL game.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I don't know what's going on with football. I really don't.
I heard it's coming back, but I
know it's going to come back because it's billions of dollars.
Dude. And they're not fucking around. Like, those white owners are. They're going to be asses in the seats.
Their niggers are going to be running.
There's going to be asses in the seats in NFL games.
Did we already talk about that? Or was that off air when we talked about Jerry Jones? I think that was off air. Right? That was off air. So, like, you know what I mean? People were coming out and saying, you know, Jerry Jones solid speaks violence.
I don't expect him to say anything. Like, what is there to say for Jerry Jones? Like, you know where he's standing.
Well, Jerry Jones is just, I told you, he reminded me of fucking Leo when the Mandingo fighters, like, after he killed the other black guy. Well, you know, I'm going to get yourself a nice warm bed and get you a fresh Philly.
And Cowboy fan, y'all not shit because I see a lot of y'all already championing fucking Andy Dalton. Like, he did something in Cincinnati and he had some of the great receivers.
But you've already said that those were mainly white Cowboys fans doing that crazy shit, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, man, they're like.
And I'm
that's like that happened to fucking Cam Newton. That white dude came in and he did okay for like two games and they're like, oh, we already got us a savior.
Cam's out.
I'm like, nigga, the nigga that took y'all to the Super Bowl is just
your league MVP.
2 years ago,
carried y'all to a fucking Super Bowl.
Well, that in the defense. That defense was good too. I mean, you're not gonna get a Super Bowl without a good decent defense at least. Our defense that can play for one game.
Y'all just turn your back on them like that. And then y'all champion up this guy and then go right out there and bring in Teddy Bridgewater. Another bounce back player. Y'all could have just waited for fucking Cam to get healthy for all that.
Yeah, but I think Teddy's because, you know, Teddy used to be a Viking. Yeah. So I think highly of him. So I think
I mean, it's a good fit for him.
Yeah, I think it's a great fit for him.
You know what I mean? If I hope it works out for him, honestly.
Yeah, because, you know, McCaffrey can do some damage and shit with the.
I see a decline in McCaffrey because they're not gonna run the ball as much. I would hope not.
Yeah, but he's still gonna be catching.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Catching on the backfield a lot. One thing about McCaffrey though, I'm like, man, because it's not like he's not small.
No, he's a big dude.
I thought he was a little bit smaller than he was. I didn't know he was 6 foot, but
yeah, he's a big dude.
It's like that nigga is only gonna be able to take so much more punishment, dude. Like, I don't know. I don't know if he got. I don't think he has 8 years left in him.
Eight? I was gonna say two. It's a running back, right?
How long has he been? McCaffrey's only been around for 4 years, right? He's going into his fifth season, I think. Okay. So he wouldn't even have eight. He'll say.
That's
a lot. So let's say 6 or 7 years. I don't think he has 6 or 7 years left in him.
Fuck no. Nobody, like, unless you're Frank Gore, you're just running for 700 yards
AP?
Every year.
AP still pumping.
He did get 700 last year, didn't he? No, he got more than that.
I think he might even got more than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had one game.
Oh, shit. He said he kneeling this year, so him and Snyder going to beef.
No, not Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera just came out today and said, you know, I'm supporting whatever the players do. If that's what they want to do, then that's what they want to do. This is not about being anti-flag or anything like that. He came out and said what it was.
Oh, that's
so, you know, Ron Rivera, he's a...
straight up and down cat.
Yeah, he played for the 85 Bears and shit. He was around some real niggas like my Sam Turk and shit like that. So, you know what I mean?
And Daniel Snyder just dropped $1 million on the Trump campaign.
What, recently?
Yeah.
Nigga, if I was Daniel Snyder, I would drop $1 million on the fucking
and
Trump campaign.
This is what I'm saying, what people don't understand. Like financially, it behooves you.
Yeah, nigga.
To get these tax breaks. What the fuck?
Why you don't think, like, you've been hearing Jay-Z and them talk crazy about Trump? Because they've made more money in their lives they make more money under Trump than they did under Obama.
So Facebook is going to host the Republican National Convention?
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, y'all gonna log off or y'all gonna stop fucking with Instagram?
I mean Facebook.
Facebook owns Instagram.
Oh yeah, that's true. Or
y'all gonna?
Which I ain't on Facebook no more, but I am on Instagram.
Like, what's y'all moves? And I don't know if Zuckerberg fuck with Trump or not, but he know where the tax breaks at.
Nigga, if I was...
And then if I host this motherfucker, you know that write-off that is?
If my last name was Zuckerberg instead of Jones, nigga, I would fucking... I would be supporting Trump right now.
And I take... let me take that back. I would be supporting the Republican Party.
I would be supporting them tax breaks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I don't... Like, because a lot of those rappers and all these people are saying... Like, Snoop motherfucker, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah. Nigga, you're making more money than you ever made under Obama.
If anyone cares about you and is pointing you in the right direction, you're making more money now than you would ever have.
What's the reason why Kanye is now a billionaire?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Them tax write-offs, man.
He got some game from Trump. You know what I'm saying? I know he did. And the motherfuckers was knocking him. And I'm like... And this was before this shit. He just came back out, you know what I mean, with the Black Lives Matter shit recently. But
he said Black Lives Matter?
No, he's like, he was at the protest and all that shit. And he was like, yo, I made a mistake. I was wrong for wearing a hat. Da, 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 da. I'm like, nah, nigga. Like,
only reason I feel like it was a disservice to the community is because of his influence. Other than that, like, nigga, you're allowed to have whatever opinion you want.
Yeah, but it was just the crazy shit.
I respect it because he stood on it.
Nah, I didn't respect
it. It got weird when he said, I feel like he gave me superpowers. Like, got weird.
I respect that. Now he was talking to this old white man like he's my father, and you have a fucking father, nigga. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, nigga, it's like, this nigga's not right in the head. You know what I mean? He's not right.
They said he's literally out of touch with, like, I guess, I would not even society, I guess humanity. Yeah. Humanity at this
reality,
point.
Like, nigga.
Reality, yeah. And then, you know, how long was that, you know, your mom passing thing gonna ride?
Man, nigga, everybody mama gonna die one day.
Yeah, which is wild.
Unfortunately, but
yeah. I mean, that's not what I'm
saying. Unfortunately, for it, it's life. It's gonna happen. But just hope it's not painful.
It's the only thing that makes this shit worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
It puts an end date on this shit to where you have to strive and work towards something.
And I guess as we're closing, I'm like, what Saturday gave me is a high level of pessimism, but it kind of reawakened my youthful optimism. You know what I mean? The optimism that I had when I was, I'm not even say young, it was like 5 years ago, and just where the world could go and how we can potentially change these people and shit and make shit better. You know what I mean? But now there's a slither of optimism there. I just don't, the reality has made me pessimistic. So the fact that I went out there and I could see, you know, the white people were
opportunistic, man.
Yeah, they're out there avoiding eye contact and doing the same shit.
Did we say that portion of it where it was like literally like you're out here for this cause but you're avoiding the black man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say that already?
Yeah. And just that whole feeling was just like, it made me, because I'm already jaded from life experiences from certain shit, but it made me like, man, this shit is all fucking phony and fake. But, you know, I also had to like, you know what? Millennials and especially Gen Z even more, a lot of motherfuckers are antisocial. So they don't even know how to speak to people and just walk up and speak to a stranger.
It's mad awkward.
Mad awkward and shit, right? So maybe that's why a lot of them wasn't speaking to me, because they just have that Gen Millennial awkwardness and shit. They don't know how to just walk up and conversate.
I literally had that happen to me, a younger black guy coming into work or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just stared at me and I was like, good morning. Oh, my bad. What's up? Like, nigga, you ain't gotta be, you know what I mean, awkward. Just like, what's good with you? Like, just simple as that. Like, what was he gonna say to me? Type shit. Like, nigga, what's good?
And it was just like, and I guess as I'm realizing my age, like, okay, I'm seeing how much more I know than people now. No, staying real shit. I'm trying to be as humble as possible. It was like a lot of people. I'm like, god damn, you don't know that. Like the chick I was talking to, she's like, she's successful. NBA, all kinds of shit. Like, but there was so much shit that she wasn't privy to. I could just see by talking to her. I'm like, oh shit. Like,
you don't think that was more of a cultural thing? Cause shit, it's probably a shitload of shit she knew that you didn't.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, I think that's.
I guess y'all in that realm of what's going on right then and there, so she should know the things you're talking about. If you're really about what you say you're about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And I guess a lot of my pessimism lies in just people my age and like, okay, so you alright, for like a millennial who's maybe like 18 or whatever, Tamir Rice was 5 years ago, they were 13, right? So at 13 you're not as in tune with the world as you are at 18, right?
I kind of disagree, because wasn't he 12?
I know, right? They should have been
touching on like a motherfucker,
but their white parents wasn't like whatever, and they didn't have the COVID lockdown when they didn't have anything else to pay attention to.
Hey, Asana, stop recording you telling your black kids they can get murdered for their skin color, please.
Stop recording your kids, period, for fucking likes.
Yeah,
stop doing that.
Shit's fucking weird.
E's daughter's funny as fuck, but you're never going to see him just...
blatantly recording her.
Blatantly recording her for... do this shit for daddy so he can get some likes, but... like, that's just corny, man. Like, but you know what? I can't talk because...
You don't have kids.
I don't have any kids, so... I can't say anything.
And then who knew? You might have them shucking and jiving for the bread.
Like, better do good with these white folks. Tell them Black Lives Matter.
And it, like this day and age, I can't even tell my daughter to get off Fortnite. She be racking up wins, and I be like,
"Go ahead, baby, just get it, just get it."
And she wants to do a YouTube channel, and I just be like, "I just want you to understand criticism first."
Yeah, and understand how mean people are.
Yeah,
I mean.
But anyway, that's what. This has been another episode.
Another episode
of that show about nothing.
And I didn't go
hey,
raw.
Search is on what's that? Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, whatever Google got, Anchor and all that shit there. And as usual, we ain't got no
idea. I haven't done my word.
This nigga wait until
the very end, yeah, right? Yeah. And
and halts the show so he can. Once again, this has been that show. We ain't got an outro, so.
You know, next.